Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is your boy, G-Ski Rocks. And this is going out to the lovely, lovely women of the world. I know sometimes you have to make a hard decision, but I want you to think about this.
Just let them live.
I want you to know that they're precious human life.
Just let them live.
Taking away their chance. I don't think that is
And welcome to this episode of True Life Fridays Radio. Even though it's not Friday, we're having this broadcast on Tuesday. Because we have a very special guest. So, I must get my guest on the line. And with that being said, I am going to play some more music while I get her on the line, and we're going to have a fast action-packed broadcast, and we'll go from there. So I'll be right back in a few.
On the day I saw you standing in the pouring rain, it started when you looked right through me. I'll never be the same again.
Friday's Radio, our special broadcast. I wasn't able to get a hold of our guest yet, but we'll see what happens, because you know, things happen with family and with life, and you know, stuff happens, and I just know when I pray for her family, her husband, her beautiful children, and we just go from there. So let's get this show started off right. I have Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, which says, I record this day before you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, so that you and your seed might live. So, dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father God, I just pray for my guest, wherever she may be at this moment, Lord God, taking care of family business. And Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus for your grace and your love and mercy that continues to pour out in her life, in the life of her family. Eventually, Lord, we always rise out of any turmoil, any ashes that we may be dealing with, that we may be going through. We say we love you and we bless you and we thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So, I'm going to give you guys kind of a little commentary, just give my guests little time to call in. You know, there's been so much that's been going on with in the political arena, just a whole lot of things that's just been going on. And I don't know if people realize that if you don't have babies, you don't continue your legacy. So there was a judicial court nominee, Steve Gans, I think that was his name, who the American Bar Association declared him unqualified to sit on the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals because he espoused pro-life views. So, let me explain this to you. He believes, well, this entire board, the American Bar Association, a bunch of overpaid, overzealous bureaucrats, believe that it's okay to slaughter babies. And you know, I have a major problem with that. I have a major problem with that. You know, you have people with money and power who spend their time going throughout thinking that they can control people's lives. That's not the way that's supposed to be. It's not the way that's supposed to be at all. But we think we can do whatever we want to. We think we can treat people the way we want to. And that's not good. It's not good at all. Because all in all we do is just say, hey, look at us, because we're so much better than you. So I think we're going to dictate and tell you who you can and who you can't be, so on and so forth. My comment to that is enough is enough. That's my comment to that. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get people. The most vulnerable among us, the unborn, but yet the least important. When you value the lives of animals over the lives of precious newborn babies, you can't make any of this up. You really can't. And I think back to my own story, what was done to me, what happened to me. The argument raised, what about choice? Well, what about choice? Well, everybody has a right to choose. You do have a right to choose as long as you choose abortion, according to them. So, that being said, I am going to take a short break. And I'm going to try to reach out to my guest. And we will be right back after these messages. Got to find a good song to play for you.
But it was worth it.
Welcome back to True Life Fridays Radio, air broadcast here on Tuesday. I'm your host, the visible conservative himself, Thomas Dwayne Smith. And I think something came up with their family. Show's been on hiatus for a couple of years, and sometimes when you get started again, you have the kinks. So, I have a doctor's appointment today because, as you know, I've been sick for quite a while. And so, I'm going to end playing some music. But, I'm going to sign off as well. So, the first song that I'm going to play is Lean On Me. And then after that, I'm going to play a pretty long song, something about that name, Jesus. And then from there, who knows, our guests may call in. If not, but like I said, folks, things happen, and I'm actually going to start broadcasting again probably in the evenings, depending on whenever I'm clear to go back to work, and we'll see what happens from there. So, enjoy.
That man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man.
Oh, yeah.
Standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no
Can you hear him crying now?
We're living in a day and time where being politically correct is popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love it.
Is the sweetest name again.
That's right. That's right. Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people, say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain. The power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
And it's just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up in my soul. The Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, said
it
won't leave me alone.
Put it up with us, guys. Everybody.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it?
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. Yeah, yeah, oh, from the honeycomb.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave me alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. And I tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen to me?
Every knee has got to bow.
So tell him, don't wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands and pray right now. Ah! Oh, yeah.
Come on, let me hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Is the sweetest name.
You have been listening to this episode of True Life Fridays Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, the visible conservative himself, Thomas Dwayne Smith. I'll make sure that next time be ready for broadcast. Everything is ready, set to go. You know, family issues, things come up with the guests. Sometimes that's the way it be, but I know that the devil would lie, and I will get clear on, and she will get free with everyone, because it is a powerful story. So, with that being said, be blessed, and I will talk to you all again soon.